This morning's words for reflection come from Engaging Our Theological Diversity, a report published last fall by the Commission on Appraisal of the Unitarian Universalist Association, a report that took 4 years to produce. While present-day Unitarian Universalists continue to debate about what they call sin and evil, many would agree that to the extent that UUs believe in such things, our ideas are far from the conventional understandings of these terms. Religious notions of sin and evil have typically served the purposes of orienting human behavior and framing the human condition. Behavior that is discouraged is categorized as evil or sinful, realities of the human condition that are undesirable are often deemed evil. Yet religions have typically taken similar experiences and arrived at widely divergent conclusions with regard to what is deemed sinful or evil. What might be considered sinful or evil from a Hindu perspective can be quite different when examined through the lenses of Protestantism. And similarly, the historical Unitarian and Universalist perspectives on these terms has differed from that of mainstream American Protestantism. New England Puritanism, out of which both Unitarian and Universalism emerged, subscribed to the Calvinist belief in original sin. This belief held that all humans are born into a condition of inherent sinfulness. A combination of faith and leading a good life was required in order to be saved from this inherent sinfulness by God. According to the most severe Puritan interpretations, even piety and proper conduct did not always guarantee election. The elect were chosen by God's inscrutable grace alone, which more human action was powerless to influence. The process of determining who was among the elect became increasingly complicated and convoluted as Puritanism took hold in America. Eventually, dissent against the Puritan Calvinist notions of original sin and election began to emerge, fueled by liberal religious thinking in Europe. The Congregationalist churches of New England, the heirs of Puritanism, began to experience a theological rift between more traditional conservative ministers and those with increasingly liberal ideals. Liberal Congregationalists, the forerunners of the Unitarian movement, became associated with a theology known as Arminianism, the belief that people are born with the capacity for both sin and goodness, and that salvation is possible for all. Our Unitarian forebears, in proposing that humans can choose between good and evil, developed a theology with greater emphasis on the actions that people take. Universalists, with their doctrine of universal salvation, faced a complicated question. If all were eventually saved anyway, then why even try to lead a good life in the here and now? The Universalists developed different ways of answering this question, tending to emphasize that although universal salvation eventually happened for everybody, one was likely to be saved more quickly by leading a good life. The Universalists explicitly included an emphasis on good deeds in their 1803 Winchester profession. There are very strong connections between these historical theological developments and contemporary Unitarian Universalism. Present-day UUs continue to disagree with those who view that evil or sinfulness is an inherent God-given state of being. While recognizing human finitude, UUs are far more likely to characterize people's actions or inactions as good or bad, placing a continued emphasis on deeds and individual choice. although you youths have been chastened by the events of the past century, we still tend to be optimistic and to believe that human commitment and energy can change many of the wrongs in the world. In this lies not only individual salvation, but the potential salvation of all humanity, and perhaps the earth itself. Sin and evil, in the current UU conception, thus tend to be viewed as a result of both human actions and failures. Yet the solution, or salvation, as it were, also lies largely in the hands of individuals, in the cultivation of character leading to positive actions, strengthening individuals' potential to be positive forces in the world. May we now spend a few moments of silent reflection upon these words.